From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your weekend flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott. Here's a look at the top trending stories this weekend at NJ1015.com. Forcing kids to wear masks in school has been one of the most divisive pandemic policies implemented by Governor Murphy over the last 2 years. He is now suggesting that mandate could be lifted before the end of the school year in June. In an interview with Pix 11 on Thursday, Murphy said, "I think there's a real shot of that." He gave no timetable other than before the end of the current school year, and only if COVID metrics continue to fall. On Thursday, New Jersey's rate of transmission dropped to 0.83. That's the lowest it's been since before the Thanksgiving holiday last year. Hospitalizations have now dropped below 5,000. The mask issue has sparked heated debate in school districts around the state and led to angry confrontations at school board meetings. Parents have staged dozens of protests over the last 2 years. The mask mandate for schools was due to expire January 12th. It was Murphy's insistence to keep kids masked up in school that led to the legislature's refusal to extend his pandemic powers earlier this month. So Murphy instead declared a new public health emergency, in part to keep the mask mandate in place. At the time, he said wearing a mask was critical in order to maintain in-person instruction. A large number of the state school districts have had to move at least some classes back to remote learning due to COVID outbreaks among students and staff. As of January 17th, the Department of Health reports there have been 406 cumulative outbreaks inside school buildings. State education officials have announced shorter quarantine times and a test-to-stay policy in an effort to keep schools fully open. Murphy also signed a law last week that allowed retired teachers to return to the classroom with no impact on their pension. That was intended to address ongoing staffing issues in many districts. Even as Murphy hinted he may lift the mask mandate, tensions over the masking issue boiled over in Lacey Township. Board of Education President Frank Polino has filed court charges against some parents and fellow board member Salvatore Armato for refusing to mask up at the district's January 6th board meeting. Polino claimed in court documents Armato and others who refused to use a mask endangered his life and caused the board meeting to be canceled. In response, the group Lacey Citizens for Responsible Government has started an online petition to oust Polino from the school board. The Change.org petition alleges Polino is using his position to abuse his power politically and not listen to the voices of concerned parents. Armato was elected largely with support from the citizens group. Their Facebook page is filled with anti-mask and anti-vaccination posts, as well as harsh criticism of Governor Murphy and other Democrats. Polino has been unapologetic for filing the charges. During last week's reorganization meeting of the school board, Polino scolded Armato and his supporters. "I'm done with the antics in these meetings," Polino said. "We have to conduct business." And then doubled down on charging those who refuse to mask up.
"I will, at every meeting, if somebody comes in and takes their mask off and refuses to put their mask on, and we will cancel that meeting. I promise you, if I identify you, I will charge you."
Three parents are facing misdemeanor charges in municipal court. If found guilty, they could face 6 months in jail and a $1,000 fine. However, fellow board member Armato could face more serious charges due to his role as an elected school board member. The matter is currently under review by the Ocean County prosecutor. New Jersey's First News is now on Facebook. Every morning, I tell you what you need to know to start your day in a short video every morning. Just like our Facebook page to have it included in your news feed. Governor Murphy has signed an executive order requiring all Jersey healthcare workers, including employees of nursing homes, assisted living facilities, veterans homes, and other congregate care settings to get vaccinated and boosted, or they'll be fired. And no test-out option is being offered.
The governor says the time has come for all healthcare workers to get vaxxed and boosted.
"We are no longer going to look past those who continue to put their colleagues, and perhaps, I think even more importantly, those who are their responsibility, in danger of COVID. That has to stop."
Andy Aronson of the Healthcare Association of New Jersey, the group that represents nursing home workers, says he applauds the governor's goal, but for every action, there is a reaction.
"I understand and support the idea that we want all of our healthcare workers to be vaccinated. vaccinated and boosted. We also are dealing with a worker shortage here, and we have to be cognizant of what these types of mandates are going to do.
David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Advocates for unauthorized immigrants wanted the state to put $1 billion into relief funds for people ineligible for federal and unemployment aid during the pandemic, but settled for $50 million. Now they're fuming because two-thirds of those relief funds lapsed 3 weeks ago and are now being used for other purposes.
Amy Torres of the Alliance for Immigrant Justice says the problem with the excluded New Jerseyans fund wasn't a lack of need or interest, but inadequate outreach and excessive bureaucracy. So far, there have been 11,000 applicants and less than 3,000 approved.
By closing this fund, by not providing for these communities, the state is perpetuating those same harms, perpetuating that cycle of exclusion.
The program is still taking applications through the end of January. The Murphy administration says it hires 6 community-based groups to help with outreach and reviewing applications, and that requested documentation is needed under federal law. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Governor Murphy has signed into law a ban on packing peanuts in New Jersey, hailed by environmentalists. It will not, however, go into effect for 2 years. The new law also ups the required content of recycled plastics in products sold in New Jersey. New Jersey students now required to learn about Asian American history as part of their school curriculum. The governor signed that into law and the creation of the Asian American Heritage Commission. They'll work with the Department of Education to develop lesson plans. Can you drink in public now? Open container zones for alcoholic drinks cropped up due to COVID. But they may be here to stay, also under a new law in New Jersey.
Some shore towns, including Cape May, Atlantic City, and North Wildwood, had allowed for public drinking in certain areas as the pandemic threatened peak tourism season in 2020. By the end of that summer, Atlantic City's open containers in the tourism district were made permanent. By last spring, the Taxpayer Association of Cape May voiced concern over keeping such drinking zones there as they felt it had rebranded Cape May into Bourbon Street. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Hunterdon County has announced another partnership for its local businesses following the promotional success of the 579 Trail along County Route 1. But that was based on agritourism and geography. This new effort unites the county's 7 breweries in a new trail.
Descendants Brewing Company in Milford used to be Ship Inn and has been brewing beer in-house since the 90s. Reddington Brewery and Hop Farm on 202 and Neshanic Station just opened Black Friday.
We all have our rabid fans, right? And so what I wanted to do, Hunterdon County is fairly spread out, so how do we get people in the north visiting breweries in the south and vice versa?
Bob King, who owns Lone Eagle Brewing in Flemington, brought the idea for a beer trail to the county. And starting in February, if you get a passport stamped at all 7 locations by the summer, you get a commemorative glass. Patrick Lavery, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5 all weekend long for the latest New Jersey weather, traffic, and breaking news. And make sure you enable all the New Jersey 101.5 skills on your Alexa devices. We're adding more all the time. And all of our content is available anytime on demand through the NJ1015 smartphone app. I'm Eric Scott. That's a look at the top trending stories this weekend at NJ1015.com. Join us Monday morning for New Jersey's first news at 5:30. And stick around and talk Jersey at 6 on New Jersey 101.5.